Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jerry Silberman is also here. Jerry is a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, the CEO and founder of Corporate Turnaround, and he's here to talk to us about something that he sees every day that immobilizes you and me. It locks us up. It freezes us. We turn into a deer in the headlights. And he's going to help us resolve that, help us get over that. Jerry Silberman, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to speak to you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. Immobilizing fear. Talk to us about it.
Well, a lot of people that you hear on TV, the talking heads, if you will, the gentleman that was just on with you, Bill Dunkelberg, So many of the people that you have on, they speak in terms of generality
right. In
the economy. But as the small business advocate, you are there to help the individual.
That's
you know,
right.
You're not involved in the politics of all these things. At the end of the day, each business owner is an individual that has their own individual
problems. That's right.
And what happens in the government may affect them, but by and large doesn't affect them. Their lives are relegated to putting food on the table. Where's my income going to come from?
It affects them next year. And what happened a year ago is affecting them today, but right now they're trying to figure out how to make payroll on Friday and feed their family.
Exactly right. I mean, so many small business owners that are in trouble, they don't even take a paycheck anymore. And what's the point? I mean, if you close down your business, you might be better off going to get a job. If you could, that's a whole other thing.
Right.
But, you know, the bottom line is you have to be able to support your family. And just because your business was good in the past doesn't mean it's good now. That's really one of the problems that I see is that people are not realistic and they think that things will get better. Oh, maybe things in the government will change if I could just write it out.
Hope springs eternal in small business.
That's exactly what it is, but I don't see enough solid planning for how you're going to deal with your business today. I see people crossing their fingers and hoping things are going to get better, and that's not a plan.
So what should we do?
Well, there's a lot of things. First of all, we have to make the assumption that these small businesses are having these kind of problems, such as people who are taking their nest egg, the money that they've saved up, if their business has been good, or anything they have for retirement, and putting it back into the business rather than taking money out of the business for their retirement. And I see that a lot. There are other people that can't seem to make a dent in their debt, no matter how hard they try, how hard they hope. And these problems are not short-term problems. These are problems that have started years ago, and they're just hoping things will get better, but things don't necessarily get better.
Right.
And you know, where they used to be able to make a living, all of a sudden now, they just have such a small amount of income. It's just enough to pay their bills, hopefully, or like I said earlier, they're taking their kids' college money.
If your equity, from whatever source, if your equity is eroding, ladies and gentlemen, you are in jeopardy.
Exactly, and I see this all the time. I have a horrible story for you, not the worst in the world, but horrible story. A good friend of mine, she's actually a secretary at my kid's elementary school, and she had a big debt problem. She's not a business owner, by the way, but it's the same story. She had a tremendous amount of debt. She felt a tremendous amount of pressure from her creditors, and despite my counsel, knowing the guy personally knowing me, personally getting my care, not dealing with anyone but me directly, she still went into her pension, took out her money to partially pay her bills, didn't even make a deal with them, and now has nothing. She's a single mom living with her sister and has three daughters that she's supporting, she has no retirement.
What should she have done?
She should I'll tell you what she should have done. What she should have done was made arrangements with her creditors, and this is no different for business either. She should have made settlement arrangements with her creditors, trying to just dumping all her money on them.
Could you at least make payment settlements, if not balance settlements? with creditors? In terms of, like, if you're a business and you're having trouble with your cash flow right now, you owe some vendors, and you're trying to keep them from cutting you off so you can at least stay in business. Could you, if they won't make balance settlements, and many vendors won't, but they might make payment settlements. What do you think?
Well, you just threw about three different things in there, so let me address them one at a time. First of all, when you're in business, you don't just have credit card debts. You might have a credit card debt, you might have a credit line, but you also have suppliers that you do business with. Now, those suppliers are if you're a manufacturer and you're getting some type of raw material or some type of supplies that you can only get from that one supplier, that's a big difference between buying office supplies from a company that you can get anywhere. So all suppliers are not created equally.
Right.
Some are much, much, much more important than others. So the one that is vital to the survival of your company, you need to deal with them one way. You need to basically get them paid. Someone else that is not as nearly as important to a general office supply company, you're going to have to come up with new terms with those people. Now, if they're not willing to come up with new terms in the short run, this is where the hard part comes. You may have to hold out, and you may not have to pay them. And it's not that you want to beat your creditors. You don't want to, but you don't have the ability to properly address the creditors based on your current cash flow. So you got to come up with a new plan. And one of the strategies that we use is certainly not paying the creditor where you've been paying them. It's the only way you can get their attention.
Well, one of the things, the fundamental thing we're talking about here, folks, is if you're in this kind of a condition, what we're trying to do is talk about getting you some relief, some kind of pressure relief, some kind of financial relief, some kind of easing of the pressure on you, and to try to get you to the point where you're less fearful and more hopeful about the future, which that change in attitude could actually help you with your customers. I mean, I see a lot of small business owners over the years, Jerry, that they get in such bad condition, they don't even take care of the customers who are trying to do business with them.
I see it all the time.
Any kind of relief that you can get, whether it be, you know, terms relief or balance relief or whatever, or anything you can do that will help you, that'll help you get that, is going to be good. Jerry, give us your website, please.
It's corporateturnaround.com.
We're going to come back in a minute. I'm going to ask Jerry to talk to us a little bit about, you know, what if you, when you're negotiating with people, should you use the word bankruptcy? Should you use that term? Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Sorry, I know I'm late. Yes, I lost all track of time. Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, the archives, the articles, the newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to that too. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll on the homepage. We got a poll question there on the economy this week. What do you think about the economy? How's it going for you? We got three answers that you can choose from. And when you click on your answer, you will immediately see, when you submit it, you'll immediately see how the poll is going so far and where you stack with everybody else. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jerry Silberman, S-I-L-B-E-R-M-A-N, is our guest. His company is Corporate Turnaround. Put a .com on that. You can find him. And his world is helping people get themselves out of trouble, get some relief, as I was talking about, Jerry, earlier. And I want you to address that some more. But before we go there, I want to ask you when you're negotiating with a creditor, and maybe even a bank, and you're trying to get some relief and it's not going so well, is invoking the word bankruptcy, that, you know, as in I'm trying to avoid bankruptcy, is that help?
It's a common tactic that people have used forever, even before I was doing this professionally.
Yeah.
That's what people use.
It works, doesn't it?
It it may work. It
depends. Doesn't it get their attention?
It depends. Every creditor is different. You understand, when you're a small business, you're dealing with a supplier that may be a small business itself. And when you say bankruptcy, for example, I was negotiating a debt for about $200,000, let's say a good year ago. And the attorney, and when we talked about bankruptcy, he said, well, it is what it is. This is his exact words to me. We're all big boys, Jerry. If you file, so it didn't mean anything to him. But that's okay, because by doing that, they give you information. At that point, from this attorney, I knew that he wasn't interested in taking a reduction of the debt. He was interested in full payment. So, like you said before the break, then what we did discuss was payment terms. And because he was stuck on getting paid in full, I did it without interest, which was great, but I had a back-end loaded payment plan. So on this $200,000 debt, my client was able to pay $1,000 a month for the first 6 months, and then $2,000 for the next 6 months, you know, putting most of the debt on the back end.
So just to get some relief till things turn around.
Exactly. And another thing I wanted to address, before the break you said either balance relief or new payment terms extended out, either one is good. Well, that's one of the pitfalls of debt negotiation you just hit on, and that is balance relief. Just because a creditor is willing to accept less or give you a break, take 50, 60, 70% off what you owe, that's not necessarily a good thing. It could be the end of your business. Let me tell you why. Because let's say you have, let's use a number, $100,000 in debt, and all you can realistically afford to pay your creditors is $2,000 a month. That's 2% of what you owe, basically the equivalent of an interest payment. And that's all you can pay.
Right.
So let's say you went to all your creditors, you give them the sob story, you mention bankruptcy, you say, I don't know if I can stay in business anymore, I want you all to take a huge cut of 70 cents, I'm willing to settle with you for 30 cents on the dollar.
But then they want it all up front, right?
Exactly, so that's what happened. So let's say all your creditors went along with that. You might think that's the greatest thing in the world. Well, it's not, because if you have to pay out $30,000 and you only have $2,000, it's 15 times more than you can afford.
Right.
So debt reduction is not the key.
It's got to be structured debt reduction.
That's right. You have to stretch the payments of the debts out over time.
But if I'm giving you 70%, if I'm taking a 70% haircut, I'm not going to then give you the terms. I'm not going to be in favor
usually
of terms.
But that's what they don't want. But that's really where my company is.
That's where it gets into the major leagues.
The idea is to get a little bit of both. First, the most important thing is to stretch the terms out over time. And if you get a reduction of the debt, that's a bonus to you. That's the way we phrase it to our clients. You know, the goal of saving your businesses is to satisfy your creditors with what you can afford. It is not to reduce the debt. Reducing the debt is great, and if that happens, it's fantastic. But it doesn't necessarily have to
be. But mainly, you need some cash flow relief.
Yes, it's all about cash flow. It's all about satisfying with what you can afford. Everything else is secondary.
And that also,
there's another way to do it, is by not settling with your creditors immediately, by stretching out the negotiations, because every single month that you don't have to outlay cash to your creditors, you're preserving your cash flow. It's all about preserving your cash flow.
Of course, that presumes that you don't need them for future services. That's one of the problems you run into with your vendors, with the vendors who are providing you with product that you sell. That you gotta treat them a little more gingerly.
Well, with creditors like that, you basically don't want to renegotiate with a creditor that has so much leverage against you.
Right.
You want to negotiate with the other creditors. So you don't necessarily have to negotiate all your debts, just the ones that are more negotiable. If you do have to negotiate with a vital creditor, plan to pay them more than you would other creditors.
Right, because they're going to be a big part of your future. Jerry, give us the website one more time.
It's corporateturnaround.com.
This is what Jerry does. He and his people take care of these kinds of things. If you're in a bind, ladies and gentlemen, contact Jerry and let's see if we can help you. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Jerry Silberman, ladies and gentlemen, corporateturnaround.com. Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Boy, away. Now that I'm...
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.